You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. You've probably heard of a birth doula, someone whose job it is to coach mothers through childbirth. Well, our first story is about a different kind of doula, an end-of-life doula. Their role is to provide emotional support to dying people and their families. Reporter Annie Berman joined Mimi Burrows and her son Peter as they met with a death doula. In the process, she learned more about what it means to live and die well.
Throughout human history, we've always sat at the bedside of people who are dying. And when there isn't family or family is not able to do it, the community has always stepped in. I'm Zoe Francesca, and I'm an end-of-life doula. Today I'm going to go visit my client Mimi, who I love. I've been working with her for more than 2 years now, and I've seen her change over time, and it's been such an honor.
I have a pretty happy memory of life.
You know, some people are like that, and I think you're fortunate.
You think I'm fortunate?
I do.
Oh, I hope so.
An end-of-life doula supplements the work of hospice. We come in, you know, hopefully months before the person is actively dying, get to know them a little bit, find out what are their fears, what are their obstacles, what are they concerned about, worried about, and we try to address those one by one over time. And then when the person is actively dying, we should already have a pretty good sense of who they are, what they need, what they want, and we become their advocate and we become their companion during that time, and we don't leave.
Where is he? Did Mac die?
He's up there or down there, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
He died, yeah.
He did die?
Yeah. He died 5 years ago.
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not making it up.
How did you know he died 5 years ago?
Because he's my dad.
He was your dad?
Yeah.
Mike Burrows was your dad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, this is dangerous. It is dangerous because I don't know whether he's pulling a fast one on me or I'm really being fed facts.
No, it's true. It's just hard to keep, you know, when you get to a certain point in life, I think it's hard to keep all the facts straight. And maybe it's not that important anymore.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Well, I guess it's not that important anymore.
You remember the essential things that make you you. They're never going to go away.
When she had more memory and more functionality, she would tell me long stories. And it was my job to listen and to respond and to help her figure out why these particular stories had stayed with her for over 85 years.
About my memory is such a funny thing. When you have nothing to rely on in situations but memory, it can become so confused and so clotted and so so let's drop it. No more.
It's been such an honor and such a pleasure to work with her. I've learned so much from her, as I do from each of my clients. She was in theater for decades. She then became a speech therapist and helped people overcome their fears of speaking and their difficulties with speaking, you know. So that's what she's carried into this final stage of her life.
Well, my life was not a tragedy. And whatever, I don't have any regrets about my life. And that's some kind of a good feeling. I don't have any regrets about Mike, and that's sort of a good feeling. And maybe memory and the lack of it or the loss of it is the kindest gift that God gives us, because it just becomes a little blurred
Mm-hmm. And it softens the edges.
What?
It softens the edges.
It softens the edges, and it also...
I work with people who have dementia and memory loss who can't rationally know that they're dying or can't talk about it rationally. So we talk on a symbolic level, and we use music, poetry, art, and that's my specialty.
I'm going to play a song. Here's a beautiful song that we like to sing sometimes. Can I play it?
What is it?
It's called It Might As Well Be Spring.
It Might As Well Be Spring.
Yeah, here it is. Let's see if I can get it to play. One thing I love about my time with you is how many songs you teach me and how many plays you tell me about that I never knew before.
It's just like Mother says. I sit around and mope.
Does it sound familiar yet? This is just the intro. Here it comes.
I remember this song. I love it so.
It's easy to go through the day thinking of everything that's wrong and everything that's bad, and all the things that are coming up that are going to be hard or scary or difficult. And working with people who are dying has given me a complete opposite view of everyday life, where I just feel so appreciative, so aware, so grateful. It sounds corny, but it's really true.
Very.
I didn't know about State Fair till we met and you introduced me to it. You've introduced me to so many different plays and
directors. Yeah, well, I discovered them and I just loved it.
Yeah. There's a lot to love there.
Yeah.
Annie is a student at UC Berkeley's Graduate School of Journalism. She reported a version of that story for their weekly show, Northgate Radio.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it is